Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
The Knoxville Chamber of Commerce is gearing up for nationals. What's happening? What's new? And how can you help? Let's go in depth with Annie Leonard, Ben Butler, and Lisa French with the Knoxville Chamber of Commerce Board. Well, it's Knoxville's Nationals time. It's an exciting time for the Chamber, isn't it, Annie?
It is. It's so exciting. This is really the time of year that the whole Chamber of Commerce and really the whole community gears up. And this is when we get our armies of volunteers out to help raise money. And this really makes a big difference for the entire year for many of our community's organizations, especially the Chamber of Commerce.
Well, the Chamber's invested in a lot of different activities. That's one of the things the Chamber's supposed to do is help promote things in and around Knoxville, help drive the economy, and so on. You've got an event like the Nationals. How can you not just be involved in all aspects of it?
Exactly. So we're really excited. We actually have six different activities that the Chamber is in charge of this year. And we have great volunteers, sort of lead volunteers for each project, and some of them are here today. So we have the shuttles that go around town all during the Nationals. We have the parade. We're going to be doing a bingo game at the track. We're going to be doing our parking at Young's Park. There's a pancake breakfast that we partner with the Methodist Church on. And then also, of course, the Bazaar Bazaar on Saturday morning.
There's the races that everybody loves to go to, but we need things to do and other activities that are going on. And then actually you're supporting the actual races themselves. You're having events and then support the races and the people that are coming to visit.
Absolutely.
Am I dividing it up right?
I think you are. I mean, we just want to make it fun experience for everybody who comes to Knoxville to visit and to go to the races.
Well, and so how important are volunteers, Lisa?
They're essential because without the volunteers, we can't pull off these events. So it's all people that come together and want to help show the race fans a good time and be hospitable at the same time.
For me, anyway, it's fun to be a part of it. There's one thing to be a spectator and watch it happen, but to help a little bit, I don't know, that's sort of fun. I like that.
Right. I mean, because you get to open our the doors to our community, these people that come here once a year, and hopefully they come back. So, and it's always great to meet new people from all over the country.
And so are all the volunteer positions taken, or do you still need some help?
We do have still have some shifts available for the shuttles. We need drivers as well as hosts. And we also need some help with parking and our bingo game. So if anyone would like to volunteer, they could call the Chamber office, and they'd be glad to set them up with a shift.
Okay, so drivers, you're talking about the folks that drive the tractors.
Tractor drivers, so, right.
Okay, so you need experienced people doing
Experienced people, but they will also have kind of a training on the Tuesday before the National, so at the middle school, so kind of get you acclimated to the tractor before, and they're just so you know where everything is, and everything's a little bit different, just like getting into a different car. Sometimes things are located in different places, so...
Well, and I suspect they need to be taught where the drop-off and pick-up points are.
So they'll learn the route and that sort of thing as well.
All right. So that's pretty good. And then in the past, I've sat on the back and served as a sort of a tour guide. You need people in that position too.
Right. We have we usually have hosts on the shuttle to help answer questions that people might have of where things are located or things about our town. But they also kind of serve as a little safety as well, because they're the communication to the driver that everyone's on the shuttle and seated and that sort of thing. So it is an important role.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation about Nationals with Annie Leonard, Ben Butler, and Lisa French with the Knoxville Chamber of Commerce Board. So where do you really need volunteers? Is there any particular place that you're lacking where you really need people that want to help to step up?
Yes. We actually still do need some volunteers for all six activities. One of our biggest needs is the shuttles. We need hosts for our shuttles, and it's a two-hour shift. It's so fun. It's just a really fun volunteer position. You get to sit there on that shuttle and ride around town and meet people and show off our town. So we do need shuttle hosts. We need a few more drivers. We need lots of volunteers for our bingo games Wednesday through Saturday from 1 to 5. Those are also broken up into two-hour shifts. We need lots of people still for parking on Friday and Saturdays. Oh, and let me go back. The shuttle hosts, we especially need people after the races, and that is a really important shift to just make sure that we keep everything safe. And they still need a couple more people to help out with the pancake breakfast. The Bazaar Bazaar is fully staffed at this point, so we don't need any more volunteers. We just need people to go out and support it.
All right, and so the community can come out and support. I presume there's local people involved with Bazaar Bazaar.
Yes, there are going to be a number of vendors in addition to the regular farmers market vendors who will be on the square Saturday morning starting at 8 o'clock.
Well, Ben, I'm pretty darn intrigued by this new bingo game this year.
Yeah, this is the first annual Knoxville Chamber of Commerce Nationals Bingo. It's an exciting event. We're looking for new ways, one, to entertain people as they're in town, and then two, a fun fundraising event for us. So we're going to be set up at the east end of Dyer Hudson Hall in the garage space. Most people would know it as the ambulance storage, or what used to be. They don't use it for that anymore. So we're going to be set up there from 1 to 5, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And it's just a walk-in style bingo. You can come in, buy a card for $1, and play, and you're playing for half the money in the pot that game.
So if there's 20 people with bingo cards, and we're sitting there, and I get bingo, I'll get $10.
Yep, it's that easy.
Well, I'll bring. I have really extraordinary bingo skills.
Oh, there you go. Bring more people with you, because the more people that are in it, the more money you'll win.
Well, that, I don't know. It's just fun. I guess I haven't played bingo since I was a kid, and it's a fun event.
Yeah, yeah. It's something. I'm still young enough, I guess, that I don't remember going to bingo halls and doing that kind of stuff. Maybe it was just our family didn't do that. But I remember going to Adventureland and seeing the bingo hall was always full of people. So it was something that I thought we should try to bring back and do here.
It's pretty neat. So I'm thinking, as I'm wandering around talking to people and enjoying the events and, you know, not race time, but, you know, all the hoopla around, that it'd be nice to kick back and sit down for a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. It's sheltered. Well, there's chairs and tables that'll be set up in there, so you can come sit down, relax. Hopefully we don't have any issues with weather this year, but if we do, we're inside, so you can get out of the rain and you can sit down and play with us. And we even have a possibility, if races get delayed a little bit, we can extend our hours if people want to keep playing. So, but we really need volunteers right now for this, as it's a brand new event. People are used to volunteering for some of the other stuff, and we haven't gotten enough volunteers yet for bingo to get going. So, like Annie said, we're going to be doing two-hour shifts. Ideally, that second shift from, 3 to 5, if those people are a little bit flexible, that they could stay longer if we're having a good time, we've got a good crowd, or if the weather's not so great, that we could extend for an hour or two and keep playing, that would be great. But if they can't, that's fine too.
Yeah, this is a completely new thing. It sounds a lot of fun, but you don't have the system set up. I mean, every year people like to do what they do, and so every year you get a call, do you want to do it again this year? And most of the time people say, yeah,
yep.
But this is new. You don't have any people that have already
volunteered. We have no base volunteers yet for this. We have no base of even doing the event yet, so we don't know quite what to expect. So you don't have to have experience working a bingo event or anything like that. You're just fun, outgoing people that like to help and interact with visitors and locals alike.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation about nationals with Annie Leonard, Ben Butler, and Lisa French with the Knoxville Chamber of Commerce Board.
Can you tell us a little bit about the parade? I always forget when it starts.
Yep, the parade will be on Saturday morning. It'll start at 10 a.m. And it's full of different, we have race families that are dignitaries, and lots of different local organizations participate. As, I think we are close to close to 65 to 70 entries right now. So should be pretty full and lots to see. Lots of candy for the kids. They always like that. So,
well, and with the streetscape going on over the last several years, we've had the parade route move around. What's the parade route this year?
The parade will be up Main Street and then around the square and down Robinson.
Go right up Main, and then it'll cut back on what, Third?
Third Street.
Yep. Third Street to back Robinson.
Correct.
And head back toward the track.
Correct.
All right, so I can sit anywhere on the square. Well, people know. People know where to sit and bring their lawn chairs and
right.
Have fun.
Yep, bring a lawn chair, blanket, or just come walk up and stand if you want. But hopefully the weather will be great, and it's always a good community turnout and nice for the race fans to see some of the fun floats and such in the parade.
Well, now wrangling all the parade entries takes a lot of work. Do you have all the volunteers that you need to help make the parade work?
They could maybe use a couple more to help get people lined up. So, yeah, if you're interested in that on Saturday morning, let the chamber know and we could get you set up with that.
Pancake breakfast. What days is that happening?
The pancake breakfast is happening during the 410 Nationals, Wednesday through Saturday, and it's out at the Armory. And this has traditionally been run by the Methodist Church in conjunction with the Chamber. And so they take the lead on it, and we do get donations for the supplies. And then they serve an outstanding pancake breakfast. It's always really busy, lots of fun. And they do need a couple more volunteers, but that breakfast runs from 8 a.m. to noon, Wednesday through Saturday. So go out and support their good work at the Methodist Church, and then we get a little bit of the proceeds as well here at the Chamber. And it's just a tradition.
Well, it's a lot of fun too, and you get to see a lot of your friends and sit and chat and have a leisurely start to your day. And
exactly,
yeah. And for the days when people are up late racing, they can get breakfast at a later hour.
Yes, until noon.
The parking, I've done that before. It's at Young's Park. Do you have everybody lined up for that?
We do still need some more volunteers, especially for Friday and Saturday afternoons. So the parking, what we do is we take reservations for the parking all throughout the year. So a lot of the spots are already paid for, but it's $65 for all 4 days. You get a reserved spot. You can come and go in your reserved spot, and nobody else can take that spot. Then we also have, depending on the weather, we really always sometimes don't know until the day of, we have more parking out in the grassy area at Young's Park. And so all of the daily passes are $20 a day, and you get that spot. It's close to the track. The city did open up a new gate last year after the new fence had been put in at Young's Park. There, people had to walk all the way around, but this year the city put a gate in for us. So that's nice. It's a direct shot over to the track.
All right, now let's say that we have some listeners thinking about volunteering. What do they need to do?
They need to call the chamber office at 641-828-7555. Or they need to go to winwithknoxville.com and follow the volunteer link. And that volunteer link will take them to a form and they can fill it out. At this stage in the game, it might be more efficient just to call the chamber, and Mary can fit you into the schedule. She's got these master spreadsheet lists of all the different shifts of the volunteers, and she'll be able to fit you in just exactly the right spot. And I would like to say, if you haven't ever volunteered before, or maybe you're new to our community, this is such a fun way to get out and meet people and make new friends. We do encourage people to come out and give it a shot. It's a lot of fun.
And so by coming out, volunteering, participating, going eating pancakes, playing bingo, Bazaar, all of the other events, people will be supporting the chamber. but then also supporting our community.
Well, yes, because the chamber really exists to support the business community. And so all of the money that we raise goes towards doing the activities that we do all year round to help keep our business community supported. We advocate for them. We disseminate information to newcomers and visitors. The chamber does so many different things for the business community. And so this is our big fundraising time. But also, like we've said before today, not just fundraising, but especially supporting this major activity in our community. It helps make Knoxville what it is.
Thanks to Annie Leonard, Ben Butler, and Lisa French for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.